the idea of the five bodies and then the android meme, the chemical body. I understand these terms, but maybe you could just give us a real quick thumbnail sketch of what that means.
Okay, so you have the physical body, what people always thought they had, a physical body, what their senses presented them. And most cultures, if not every culture, always felt it was more than what the senses gave you. Mm-hmm. You call it the shamanic, the religious, the spiritual, the wise ones, the elders. They always represented the churches something more than the physical body. So I call that the astral landscape or the astral body. And it's all the literature and the oral traditions and the esoteric stuff, all stuff that's handed down through the ages. That's a corpus of human expression, human knowledge. So that is parallel to all the knowledge that we develop about our physical body, but the physical body is the chemical body because I'm using the knowledge that science acquired starting about 150 years ago when they started to discover, you know, Pasteur germs in the interior landscape. So Western science dominates globally the image of the physical body, and I call that alternatively the chemical body. So when I say chemical body, I just mean the traditional physical body, but using today's present hegemonic or dominant knowledge model, which is Western science. So then you got the astral body. Now, sneaking up on these two bodies of knowledge and perception was the electrified radio environment, the TV environment, the computer and satellite, the telephone, like right now, where you can do things with your voice, with my body or extension of my voice around the world, which my chemical body couldn't do without the telephone. I can call Japan and get things done there rather than getting on a boat and going there.
Right, so this goes into the McLuhan concepts of extensions.
Yeah, McLuhan, building on Wyndham Lewis and James Joyce, figured out what he called the discarnate electric body. He knew it was being added on to our chemical body abilities, and it was going to be a more and more important factor. Now, I call that the TV landscape, but that includes movies, telephone, radio, what we call analog media. Now, okay, when the digital technology started coming in, we'll call it the chip landscape, it could shrink the TV, the newspapers, and all the analog media so that by 2000, people had on their Blackberries or Palm Pilots all this formerly analog media miniaturized and available. So you were in a new position in the discarnate level. You were in a new position of discarnate squared, you could say. The right. TV body was surrounded by the chip landscape, and as the last 15, 20 years unfolded and the miniaturization of the chip landscape, it got so small that now a kid's got a tiny thing in their hand, and it contains all the media developments of the last thousands of years, and it's so tiny, you might as well call it an organ added to your chemical body. But that is not the proper way to look at it. You have to see that chip body goes around the chemical body. The chip landscape, continuously shrinking and compressed, goes around the chemical and the astral body. So it becomes a body, too. And it makes the TV landscape become a TV body. So the content of the chip landscape, increasingly becoming a comprehensive body, contains the chemical, the astral, and the TV. So you got four bodies. And the fifth body is the unfolding of stuff we don't know about. I'm assuming more is going to happen. More will be excavated. And right now, that's a mystery. But the mystery landscape, as it becomes more known, it then becomes a mystery body, a known part added to your four bodies. Now, Ion took on these terms, said they're valid when Ion showed up. Ion, coming from the mystery landscape, was revealing aspects of the mystery landscape, like the whole parallel world scenario, in more detail than anybody had done before. And that became a knowledge base, and so we started to call that a mystery body. Mystery body is what we're learning from Ion about the mystery landscape and about things that we don't know about yet and more to come. So that's how you get five bodies. But before Ion, I would only talk with four bodies because I knew nothing about the mystery landscape. It was a mystery, so there was nothing to say. I had the open-mindedness to say, I'm not saying four bodies is the end-all of the whole thing. There should be more stuff coming. And I turned out to be correct on that point. But now we've had Ion for 3 years, so we have built up a little bit of knowledge about the mystery body. So that's the five bodies you're juggling. And you don't get rid of completely of your chemical body, your astral body interests you don't get rid of. You have TV body addictions or memories. You have your chip body. Now, here's the next level of paralleling. The chemical body is what you rest in. When you dream, or whatever you do, if you do astral projection, any of these religious experiences, traditional in the, what we call the astral body, mm-hmm. that's an exploratory aspect. And you come back to your body as if your body is like a hearth, a family couch, a comfortable place you come back to, the chemical body. Well, the parallel to that is the TV body has become the thing you come back to after you spend all day on the chip body for work or for play, probing. You never know what you're going to find, and it's exploratory. It's like dreaming awake. It's like using your astral body. So the chip body parallels the astral body in its exploratory, not static situation. And the TV body more and more becomes a static conserving of memory and of archive like your physical body. So people explore, and then they fall back into their TV body. And it's a precarious, ironic situation, because more and more the TV body doesn't hold the power of the chip body, and the chip body's been around long enough for it to start to be a comfortable place. Because as anomalies unfold from the mystery landscape, people will run to the chip body for security. I am probably one of the few people that can say words that you look up on the internet, they're not there. You can't find them. So
sure.
Is you have the TV body parallels the chemical body, and the chip body parallels the function of the astral body. So you're juggling the four, all right? And then you have the anomaly world of mysteries popping into your world. Well, a good example of a mystery that I unpredicted and showed up a couple years ago was sinkholes. We'd never really seen sinkholes. They might have been happening, but nobody was photographing. Do you remember that phenomenon?
I remember it very well. They were showing up all over the globe.
It was perfectly in tune with what Ion had been saying would happen, and I haven't seen any sinkhole reportage now. It's probably happening all the time, but it's old news. But it is part of the collapsing of a lot of matter based on the old images, because we hold up matter through our images and mediated systems we believe in. That's what Ion says also. But the changing of images of our environments and where we think we are going to continually shock. And the sinkholes were one phenomenon of that, and they're responding to the effects of the four bodies plus the mystery landscape all intermingling. See, that's where we live today. We get news constantly. Just today, they announced the Higgs boson discovery or something, right?
Basically they claim that they've exceeded the speed of light.
Right, and Ion has done a lot on that, and I'll say on the surface what they discovered is bullshit, but I respect the chemical body meme and people's involvement in it, and so I'd be more circumspect if actually I was talking to a scientist. I mean, we could easily take one of those scientists, and they could have a session with Ion, and they'd be flabbergasted at how much Ion knew about what they're doing, and would point out what they missed and add to it. And Ion has done this with clients, with scientists and bankers and all kinds of people. What was interesting is Ion, from the beginning, was telling me stuff about CERN. And one of the main Ion said was that they discovered a lot of stuff that they will not release because they're too wacky and they'll lose their funding. Because there is those that are funding them have a certain, you could say, chemical body image or meme they want to preserve, and they don't want too much shaking up. But the CERN had to announce a couple of discoveries to keep funding going as if it's a valid enterprise, and they're just leaking out, you know, puny stuff with this Higgs boson thing. What Ion's been telling me for 3 years before anybody really got interested. We didn't get interested until September 8, 2008. You know, the weekend the Lehman Brothers went down.
That's
that famous weekend is when they were, everybody's waiting for the first public experiment, and something happened. I remember it got a glitch and they canceled it, something like that. Well, my joke was that, or fact, was that they actually did the experiment and it blew out Wall Street. It blew out the chip body. And you know what? Doug Rushkoff told me a few years later that Virilio, who's a famous French thinker, he actually proposed that connection in his books recently. Yeah, Rushkoff, he nibbles at my stuff. He's made some interesting statements lately about what I'm doing. But he has to be careful. He has a public image, and you know, the more you get stuck in a public image, you have sort of almost responsibilities to the audience you've created, so you can't be too wacky. And I've made sure that I didn't get limited that way. I don't mind upsetting whatever audience I've accumulated with new things.
Well, you know, isn't it true that Caroline, your wife, has stated that basically a lot of what you guys do is covered by public incredulity?
That's a famous statement by McLuhan in 1972, I think in the book Take Today. Puny secrets are the ones all the effort is to protect them and release very little Freedom of Information documents and have them all blacked out and all that stuff. That's for puny secrets. The real discoveries are protected by public incredulity, so the public doesn't even ask the Freedom of Information people about them because they don't believe them.